Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. It's NFL draft season. It's also free agency season. So it's a part of the process of determining what teams need when the draft rolls around at the end of April. And today has been an onslaught of big names signing for big money across the landscape of the National Football League. But we're going to keep concentrated on the prospects that are available in this 2024 draft class. And as always, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to these podcasts, you can find them free and available to download at your leisure. And also give us a like and a review, something positive if you don't mind. And we always appreciate the kind feedback. Today we're going to be joined with the standout Ball State DB. Began his career at the University of Indianapolis. It's none other than Lawrence Strickland. And he had a fantastic pro day. His pro day was a couple days ago. But an awesome day for him, and we're going to kind of discuss that. It's crazy to think that we're already in the pro day mode. We are into pro day mode. But with that said, the standout from Ball State, Lawrence Strickland, here on the C2P. Lauren, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, or I'm doing great, I should say. I appreciate your time. We know you got a lot going on, but you just accomplished your pro day. Why don't we start with that and kind of take us through the day. And we always know everybody wants to jump farther, run faster, lift more, but can you just kind of take us through that event?
Yeah, of course. It was a great day for me as I'm here now. But so I started off, I hit 18 reps on my bench to get really going. And I was still really nervous at this point, honestly. I didn't think I would be. I'm usually pretty good about that, dealing with that. But I was feeling good after hitting 18, and then we've gotten to the vertical. I was able to get 38, which turned some heads, and I could tell by everybody's reactions that they were definitely impressed. So that really eased me, and it built my confidence, honestly, for the rest of the day. And I was feeling really great by this point. And then it carried over into the broad. I was able to jump 10.5, which was also spectacular, and everyone was impressed. And then carried me into the 40, which is – really where I think I made my mark. You know, speed is the most important, and I was happy with what I ran, as were a lot of other people. Got me down at a 4.52. I think it really turned some heads, and just overall how athletic I was paired with being able to run that fast. And then we had our agility drills where I was happy about how I did in the L drill. I ran a sub-7, but my shuttle wasn't my best, and something I'm definitely looking forward to getting back at as I get ready for the Colts local pro day in a month.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm sure it's an exciting day and to kind of turn some heads. And I've been part of pro days. I've covered pro days, and there's a buzz, and it's probably something that just kind of cascades down and towards the positivity side, where once you know you're kind of starting to do well, it just kind of builds up momentum, and vice versa. You know, if you do 11 on the bench, you're just disgusted. But nonetheless, you knocked it out of the ballpark, and again, just excited. I always like to rewind the show, kind of going back to your Pop Warner Pee-wee days. Was football the sport of choice, Lauren? And if it was, were you the best kid out there? Were you the kid basically scoring one touchdown after the next?
So this is actually interesting. I moved a lot growing up, and I did face some hardships, so I did not really get to enjoy the whole Pop Warner deal that my older siblings did take part in. I ended up only actually playing 1 year in fourth grade, and then I played in eighth grade, and then through high school.
Wow.
But in eighth grade, I actually was a B team player at first while we knocked all our scrimmages out, and then I got pulled up to the A team, where I was just solid. I was the smaller kid, you know, getting into it, but then by the time I got to high school, my freshman year, I was the running back, and it wasn't varsity, but I definitely was dominating, and I started to rise up as one of the best players in our program. And then sophomore year, I was a varsity player from then on, and I really started to flourish as one of the guys, if not the guy at my high school. So wasn't always laid out for me growing up, but my athleticism was always there, and I made up for it by playing backyard football with my cousins and my family growing up, and I definitely was always the most athletic out of them. Not to knock them down either. I have a very athletic family, and that's really what inspired me to want to play so bad, just trying to be like my uncles and my father.
Excellent. Once again, Lauren Strickland here on the C2P talking some NFL draft football, and we discussed his pro day and kind of what got him to the process of becoming the guy that we currently see doing his thing. So I'm curious, you go off the University of Indianapolis, you end your career at Ball State. With your athleticism, your skill set, do you feel you got overlooked a little bit coming out of high school, and was there any reason? And I don't mean derogatory, but I'm just saying, go ahead.
No, yeah. Of course, no. I was definitely overlooked for a long time. And I was always just scratching for the chance for someone to look at me, just notice me and come see what I can do in a game atmosphere. It was hard just being the undersized guy. They looked at me, and I did play mostly running back, I'd say, my junior and senior year, which probably hurt me in that instance. I was a lot better of a defensive player, but they really needed me to play offense for us and score the touchdown. So I took my role serious, and that's what I committed to. But no, for sure, me and my coach talk about that all the time now, about being overlooked. And, you know, I was grateful to have the opportunity to go to UND. And, you know, I didn't pay anything there. They took me in, you know, full scholarship and everything. And I was just happy to go to college, honestly, with my family and my grandma and my mother. That was my goal at the end of the day. I didn't want them paying for college. And I figured if I didn't find a scholarship, it wasn't happening. So I was grateful for that. And by the time I was there, I was flourishing. I was playing great, and it just was. I had the chance to graduate and have 2 years of eligibility due to COVID, and I was like, I have to take this opportunity. I have to go see what's out there. I mean, my dream's the NFL. I should go try and play at a big school, go play with the best, and get the exposure that I want, so that I can be in the position that I am in today. And so that really is what inspired me to do that. And I was always overlooked, you know, even transferring. It wasn't the best process, but I found some schools that were interested in me, and it ended up being Ball State was one of them. And I even had to walk on at first to prove myself and be in the position I am in. And, I mean, I'm grateful for it, the whole journey.
That's awesome. And you're working or have you completed, or you're still working towards your master's? I saw that on your bio.
I actually received my master's in December, so we are – full-time committed to football right now.
Congratulations. I mean, your body of work as a player, but
thank
obviously,
you.
You know, what you're going to leave with your collegiate career, that degree, as you know, that's not too many people can accomplish that, and kudos to you. Now, there's a reason
you
are on the program. You are a 2024 NFL draft prospect, and with that said, I always like to ask this question. If you're sitting in the film room with NFL scouts, Lauren, what do you think they're going to love about you when they start breaking down your tape? What do you bring to that secondary, the DB position, that they're going to fall in love with?
They're going to fall in love with my physicality, my tenacity, and just my IQ. I took pride in being the smartest guy in my room for as long as I've been in college. And learning defenses and all that stuff, it always came easy to me. And outside of that, my film says the rest about just – how physical I am, and I'm not afraid of no contact. I'm not afraid of – I don't care how big a guy is. I'll do my job, and I'll execute it to the best of my ability, but I'm doing it full throttle. And I've always been very strong and just blessed to be able to play as physical as I can, and it just comes natural to me. I think that's what sticks out about me is I love to do the dirty work, and I'm gritty.
All coaches love gritty football players, so that's a good thing for you. And your type of defenses, either UND or Ball State, can you kind of take us through what you're well versed in? I should say. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I know what lineups and schemes you're using. You know best because you played in them.
Yeah, of course. No, for sure. I'd say I mostly played a lot of man match defenses, honestly, throughout all of college, especially starting off at UND. I had a coach come in, and he really taught me the ins and outs of NFL style defenses. And we played a lot of cover four. We had our cover ones, our cover threes, cover sixes, cover twos, obviously all those, but I lived and died in cover four at UND. And it was really, it was a big system with a lot of toolbox calls, as we called them when we use them. But a lot of the way we played was at the safety's discretion. And our coach was really open about that. And he let us run the show and control our side of the defense within the principles of cover four or cover one. And then at Ball State, it was a lot more, I'll say we did play a lot of cover three with five under, four under, three under. There's a lot of rotating down at one high, and there was a lot of zone principles, but there were also a lot of man match principles that with certain rules, certain routes. A lot of I'll say most of my coaches have always preached we want to cover men and not grass. So whether we were in zone or not, it was always about, you know, being in the right place and covering down what's open. And that all goes back to your film study. So I am very well versed, I'd say, in many different defenses and just ways to do things. And I've, like I said, I was always one of the smartest guys in the room. I understand usually all 11 positions on the field, and that usually allows me to play fast and play as physical as I am. And I have confidence in that.
That's excellent. And I'm curious, after Pro Day, did you get to speak to anybody in terms of an NFL team?
Yeah, I did. I spoke a lot with the Lions and the Colts, actually. And it was mostly just about checking boxes and covering ground and really getting to know me, because I'm really kind of a new name in this and a new face. And some teams may have knew of me before, but no one was actively interested in me, I'd say. And now, obviously, it's there, and it's awesome, and it's good timing whenever it is. You know, I'm grateful for it all. And they really just wanted to get to know me, know my story, know my life, where I grew up, how did I get to be in the position I was in, how did I show up on Pro Day and dominate as I did as someone they don't even know about. But it was really them too, and I did get a lot of compliments from other scouts throughout the majority of the Pro Day, which was awesome and helped boost my confidence. But really the Colts and the Lions sat down with me.
That's awesome. And I'm sure that even validates and helps, you know, just give you a sense of, you know, accomplishment that they're taking notice and you did receive the warm welcomes that you did. Once again, Lawrence Strickland, the Ball State standout here on the C2P, talking about his Pro Day that he dominated earlier this week and also what he brings to the next level. Listen, Lauren, we're almost out of time. I wish I could keep you longer, but it's just the way these shows are scheduled. But with that said, we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Of course. Let's do it.
All right. Now, you could pitch either school, Indianapolis or Ball State, but what coaching staff, anybody on the staff, I should say, who had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you got caught doing it, you, your teammates, you might catch a little you-know-what.
I'd say probably Coach Kyler Stockton. And his pet peeve was probably running to the ball. If you didn't run to the ball, you'd be screamed at probably louder than anyone in your family has ever yelled at you. And he'll put you right on the spot in front of everyone.
I love it. How about this one? Are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Ooh. I'd probably have to say the band. I don't really – the runway model thing is – I don't really think that's my deal. I'd probably rather sing in front of a bunch of people and just have a good time than put on a bunch of clothes.
Excellent. Well, that's a great response. We've been doing this a long time. That's one of the better ones, Lauren. And then the final one, as we build towards the 2024 NFL draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. It's an exciting time, waiting to hear your name come off the board or find out where you sign when it concludes. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as a celebratory meal as you take this next football journey?
I'd say the best cook in the family is probably me. And I would love to get on a grill and throw on some sirloins and some tomahawks.
You want to be cooking on your Pro Day party, though, or your draft day party, Lauren? That's a lot. I mean, Or would that be something that takes your mind off it?
I think I can multitask. I could do both if I really needed to. I mean, I enjoy standing in front of a grill and just, you know, enjoying the weather.
Fair enough. Hey, it's your draft show. It's your draft party. So, hey, if you want to cook, you cook. And that's the way it is. Listen, man, I'm so appreciative of your time. We know you got a lot going on. Best of you as you work your way to that Colts local day, and hopefully some other opportunities present themselves as you work your way into this this NFL draft round. But nonetheless, congrats on a great pro day, and we look to see you in the future in an NFL uniform, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate this, and I hope everything continues to go well for you.
I appreciate that. Once again, that is Lauren Strickland, the standout from Ball State. And, you know, you guys know I've been doing this a while. I'm not even going to show my age. I remember years ago I went to Kent State, and Jameson Kauntz was kind of an unknown at the time and had a terrific pro day. I think he went in the sixth or seventh round to the Seahawks, and it was that kind of impact. When these scouts arrive at these facilities and watch these young men perform, it's those type of performances that Strickland had that really kind of puts their name on the map. And it is. These guys share this information. It's something that's not hidden amongst themselves. I mean, schools that aren't there, or teams that aren't there are going to receive this information that when, what Lauren did. So, another one, Jaleel McLaughlin, YSU running back. The only teams last year were the Browns and myself when I represented the Bombers. And lo and behold, he goes undrafted, and he plays now for the Denver Broncos. So it's a crazy system. But nonetheless, he put himself on the map with that outstanding pro day. Big shout-out to Lauren Strickland.
This has been a C2P exclusive.